music. Elliot, yeah. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, good. Ladies and gentlemen, Elliot Jackson and John Shipley have entered the studio right now. Local music. John Shipley is going to be playing next Friday, 8 p.m., the Fargo Eagles, 505 3rd Avenue North, with his band West of Madison, Solipsistic, Jason Hummel's band, Steeny Racing, Erie Arc from Duluth, Friday the 15th of September, Eagles Club. God damn it, Shipley, what do you have to say? What do you have to say, Shipley?
I like pizza.
We all like pizza. Elliot, eat that piece of pizza.
All right.
So,
how about that telepathetic, huh?
Telepathetic, I tell you. We're going to interview him in a little bit.
That'll be great.
They're crazy.
You know what? I've heard the name so many times, and I've never seen him play.
Really?
My first time.
Way to go.
Estrogen.
I've been de-virginized by telepathetic.
Estrogen.
Well, what'd you think, Shipley?
It was good for me. Was it good for you?
He's thinking about estrogen.
Always.
Hey, guys, we got to interview Vaz. Vaz. V-A-Z, Vaz.
Yeah, don't fuck that up or they'll be pissed.
I still got another band to go before that, though.
Dude, if I'm not fucking shit up, I'm not awake.
Who's in valet?
Are there parents on this channel? Can we say fuck?
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
There's only like three people listening, and they all live in California.
Okay, I can deal with that.
But seriously, Jackson, where are your glasses tonight, man? Can you see?
I just got done playing some volleyball, so I had to wear my sport contacts.
And Nice. Explain volleyball for me.
Yeah, man. Volleyball?
Is that slang?
You're on a trampoline, and you have a big beach ball and some oil.
Shut up.
That sounds,
hey,
like, sounds like my weekend.
Hey, it's local artist Guy Nelson. He's the namer of the recent band venture, Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
What do you think about that?
I really don't know what to say. I really don't know.
Well, that's Guy Nelson. He does not know what to say.
Oh.
He just doesn't know. That's okay, Guy.
Well, shit, man. Look at his stomach. I wish you people at home could see this belly. I know that a lot of people at home are watching and listening to this because there's nothing to watch. But
yeah.
If there were, his belly would be it.
Here's what his belly sounds like.
And his pubes.
Yo, load some motherfucking
nice
shit in his belly.
Those are first-class
pubes.
That's
what Guy's belly sounds like. Like Cody Weigel.
Elliot, will you agree those are first-class pubes?
I really don't know what you guys are talking about.
Third class.
I really don't know anything. I don't speak anymore. I just kind of do. All right? I just do, and I eat a lot of pussy.
There is
playing
no try.
The shy
there's
artist
only
right
two.
Now.
The guy's a shy artist right now. He's on methadone because he's so tortured. Get out of here, methadone. It's time for some real art to go on. Hey, where the fuck is Care, anyway?
Up next is Krat Barf, a local trio.
Are they up next?
Yeah.
Those
yeah
fuckers? I should have never given them...
She crap barfed?
Yeah. Crap barfed? For those of you at home, we're talking about Divine and John Waters.
After she ate some dog shit, Divine crap barfed.
Seriously, we're listening to Beck. Like old Beck, like stereopathic soul manure Beck.
Classic.
It's classic shit. None of these fucking children appreciate it. Because they're all a bunch of fucking heavy metal head bastards.
Here, honey.
With their heavy metal clothes.
Hey, you know, we gotta get Vaz or fucking telepathetic up here, dude.
Yeah, probably.
You're in
telepathetic,
charge.
Huh?
They're gonna be up here in a minute.
Okay.
You're the organizer.
Telepathetic is all like.
You're the organizer.
Dude, I'm so organized, I don't even fucking think anymore. I just look at a list and move.
So, Neil, have you announced everyone that you have a new job?
I work in the mall, alright?
Neil is the mall manager of Discontent Skateboards.
Yeah.
I'm officially gay now.
That's his new job. It's not easy.
I guess it's not a new job, technically. It's
no.
It's kind of like an old...
It's a promotion to
yeah
a shittier area.
It's always a hobby.
It's kind of like beating a dead horse with a big dildo. But, you know, that's always my favorite thing to do anyway.
Okay.
I don't want to know what you do on the weekend.
Whatever.
Thanks.
Jackson, right. You're not eating that pizza?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
You fucks in California better be listening.
They
that's
are
all I gotta say. Hey, Aaron and Liz have just arrived to announce for all the homies out west.
Yeah, this one goes out to the homies.
This goes out to the
on
homies
on the west coast.
Are you guys like dedicating this to some faraway members?
Tonight's show goes out to the boys in Cali who probably aren't listening, And they're gonna get their ass fucking whooped come Christmas.
Well,
time.
You know it's only 8:30 there.
I know. So those fuckers better be up.
They're probably napping after their long
napping.
Day of teaching.
Yeah, they're probably fucking crying right
oh,
now.
Oh, here comes the band.
All right, telepathetic, ladies and gentlemen. Telepathetic is here. Thank you, Elliot Jackson, for your assistance. Come here, Britta, get over here. God damn it, Hillary, get over here. See, the problem with telepathetic is though they can sing and play loudly and forcibly, they're just bad with interviews. Come on, you guys.
I love you, Neil.
Hillary, you're a media whore. You should be ready for this. You're on the front of all the newspapers.
Should be on.
Hillary's microphone is really quiet.
I tried both ways. I know.
We're having some technical difficulties.
Hello?
They're not. They're musicians.
Check.
They're not technicians. I'd like to take this opportunity.
Check.
Say check.
Why don't check. We switch mics because that'll be louder. They can pick up their voices better.
Yeah, I'm really loud. I don't need a loud mic.
What are you talking about, Neil?
There we go. Britta, Hillary, how you doing?
Neil.
Good.
Yes.
All right, you guys, this is telepathetic. For those of you who aren't here to watch and observe them talking, Britta and Hillary are two-thirds of telepathetic. Good show tonight, you guys.
Thank you.
Who's the other third?
Chuck. Where the fuck is Chuck?
Chuck is putting his crap away.
As a good drummer should.
He's a drummer.
Seriously, drummers get fucked, don't they, Shipley?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, well, see, he put all of his crap out in the alleyway, and then he's like, oh, I should probably go out there, and there wasn't enough time, but
well,
that's okay.
What can I say?
There ain't no interview like a Chuckless interview.
Well, so, you know, I was talking shit before, Hillary, and I don't want you to kick my ass. I was just trying to get the crowd involved.
Whatever.
I don't really think you're a media whore.
Whatever, Neil.
You have good publicity. You're good PR. Her middle finger is extended right now. For those
what do you mean? I don't know.
Shit. Hey, Britta, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I used to work with both Britta and Hillary.
Yes.
And it was chaos.
At the Discontent?
At the Discontent.
Yes.
Yeah,
the
local record store. And these guys were really bad employees. They were like, they were drunk the whole fucking time, talking about music. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've all moved on to bigger and better things, so. Tell us about Telepathetic. What's coming up? What are you guys doing?
Well, we're playing this year show. We're playing on Thursday.
Where?
At the Eagles.
Yeah?
And, yeah, that Eagles.
Oh, that's different.
Nice.
Okay.
That's really nice.
I spilled
nice.
Beer on my crib sheet, all right? I've got this sheet of, like, bullshit that I have to remember to talk about, and I spilled beer over the whole thing.
Neil?
Totally so.
Did I ever tell you that you're my hero?
You haven't, but I've felt it.
Oh, good.
I've thought it before. Britta's seen me do some pretty gnarly things.
Yes.
Britta saw, well, I won't even talk about it because I'll get arrested, but seriously. She's seen
oh,
me at,
on.
Like, my wit's end.
We can talk about it. We're friends here.
So, Britta, how are you doing? How's the new hair color treating you?
Oh, good.
How long has it been since you bleached your hair?
I've had blonde hair for approximately, like, 3 months now.
So 3 months.
Or not.
I bleached my hair for, like, a month, and I shaved it off. I went crazy. But it looks better on you than me.
Thank you.
Seriously. Like, I looked weird. I swam in a bromine pool, and all the shit turned, like, blue-green.
Let me see your hair. I haven't
it's
seen your
choice.
New hair.
It's well,
oh,
showing
my God.
Out now.
Wow.
Is it crazy?
At least, well, I remember the military haircut you had for a while.
Yeah.
That was a fun time as well.
I'm going back to the old fun
okay,
time.
George Clooney action?
Yes.
Sort
good.
Of. I'm a lot like George Clooney, actually. I kind of think of myself like George Clooney.
As we all do.
He's so giggly.
Dude, I've been drinking a long time, all right? You think they just let anybody talk?
Shipley has the yellow mic.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like the yellow mic. I had the yellow mic last time.
Yeah, this is all right.
I enjoy it.
In theory, the yellow mic is louder than the red mics.
But in reality...
In theory, my voice is louder.
Yeah,
too.
Just because of the color. It's brighter.
I hate yellow.
Do you?
I
she hates yellow.
Hate
she sees
the color
like
yellow.
It's
honestly,
a very ugly color.
How can
you
too?
Thank you.
Seriously,
yellow
I've got
is a very
with it, but
ugly
I,
color.
You and I can be best friends now.
I can't identify with it. What's wrong with yellow?
It's the worst color. It's just so obnoxious. It's horrible.
I don't get it. I don't know.
What about the golden tint of beer?
What about, yeah.
Is there any way I can get
a cord? Right now, Preston
yes.
Olson
yes.
is harassing Telepathetic, hitting them up for equipment. typical of the music scene
in
Fargo,
Moorhead. Someone named Amber.
Nobody's prepared.
Yeah, I had to borrow a chord today.
Did
too.
You?
Yeah,
I usually have to borrow guitars or lungs.
Okay.
That's
we'll,
most
we'll
embarrassing.
There,
you
like
go up there without
minutes.
Lungs, you're supposed
okay,
to sing.
No problem.
I don't know.
Good story, Neil.
Thank
good
you.
Story. I have some questions because I've never seen you guys play before.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I've been around for a long time too.
Shipping
when did you guys
forever.
Start? I'm curious. Tell me more.
We started. Chuck and I started playing together the summer after ninth grade. So we've been playing together. Chuck and I've been playing together for about 5 years. Britta wow. joined in May last year. So.
So how old are you guys then?
35.
20.
26.
Hillary's not much funny, older right? than me.
What?
Nothing.
Me and
yeah.
Math don't
I'm
get
actually
along,
83.
So.
I'm just young looking for my age. I got gray hair. I found out a couple shows ago. I have gray hair.
Really?
I'm 20 years old. I have gray hair. Not good.
Dude. I don't know.
That was excellent, Neil. Very witty.
Thank you.
Very witty.
Why do you think they asked me to do this, dude?
Because of your quick wit
you,
and
yeah.
sly charisma.
Give him beer, he'll talk forever. Where the hell did Eric go? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
he's playing
Eric
pool.
Go?
Eric's not much of a host right now.
No,
playing
he's
pool, he's
not
ignoring.
He was just here for the pizza.
It's, seriously, I'm eating this pizza. I gave this pizza to Elliot, and I'm eating it now. That's what sort of a friend I am. But anyway,
yep.
Tell me about yourselves.
What?
What
I'm about
say?
5 foot
well,
seven.
My name's Shipley. I'm a Pisces.
All right. Cool.
I'm single for all you ladies out there.
Ladies, don't use the internet, dude. Get with it.
No, I know. Believe me, I've tried.
Yeah, that's right. iVillage.com. Yeah, I think so.
We've got...
I don't know.
Oh, Britt is being harassed.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's harassing the guest.
Britt, you want we should get the bouncer out here or what?
Yes, better take care of her.
We will.
I can handle
She's
it.
Getting a little unruly. Oh, there she goes. She took
you guys ever listen to this first Beck album?
No.
Telepathic Soul Manure?
It's
funny because you're telepathetic and this album is called Telepathic Soul Manure.
That's true.
It's
I
very
think
similar.
I've heard it a couple times. I've never like listened to it.
You
no,
probably heard
different.
It when I worked with you at this
I
content.
Bet I probably did. Numerous.
The
there's
parallels
a lot of things I heard
crazy.
When I worked with Neil.
It's weird.
It's crazy.
It's like the fucking Twilight Zone right now.
We all have really different musical tastes.
But yet, we all can appreciate
yes.
similar things.
Yes. And we all listen to The Police and The Cars.
The
many,
Police
and The
Cars.
Anytime
okay.
I hear either
Who
of those
doesn't?
Bands.
Seriously.
No, but I'm just saying, like...
The soundtrack of the 80s, exactly. You should have a microphone.
I need to get, like, a wireless one. I can walk
around.
You
yeah,
do.
You can
there
around.
You go.
You can be the rumming reporter.
We need to get this guy wireless.
Rumming yeah, reporter. Yeah.
You could take your earnings...
When you give me the money, we'll get a wireless one in here.
We could start a benefit show for that.
We should have a moose.
We could have a benefit show.
The Moose Lodge benefit for a wireless mic.
Coach Dick is looking for some sponsors. If
next week, Recaster
interested.
Is going to have a reunion.
Oh God!
And
are you serious?
Gecko's going to open for him, and we're going to do a reunion thing.
Oh my God!
Actually, Harris does have a new album coming out, but it's not Recaster.
Damn it! You know Harris wants to kill me.
You better not.
He
talk,
did.
Yeah, you better not talk shit about Recaster. They may
no,
come
I'm
back
gonna,
and beat
I'm
us up.
Gonna, I'm not talking any shit. You seriously wanted to kill me at one point in my life, for no reason.
He wanted to kill a lot of people.
And
I
the
heard
funny
if
thing
anyone,
is,
if anyone like said anything anti his band, he'd go, "I'm gonna beat you up."
Seriously, the funny thing is, their drummer Todd, I saw naked every day for a year. He was the nude model for my life drawing class. It's like, dude. Don't even fuck with me, all right? I got drawings of you naked. Just shut up. I didn't talk shit. Leave me alone. I know about your dick inside and out. Don't even start. Doesn't matter. Just don't even start.
I believe at the last Recaster show, said designated Preston Olsen got in a fight.
It was said, you know, they actually thought Preston was me at one point.
Well, oh,
they
really?
Have a song about me. It's the only time anybody's ever written a song for me. They call it Ordinary Neil.
Actually, Todd is no longer in Recaster. Him and Harris had a big fight over, like, some kind of ethnic issue.
Really?
Like, maybe Judaism.
What?
I'm not saying, but maybe.
Wow.
And so, yeah, Harris is kind of out on his own. He has other people. His new album actually sounds really good. I was kind of frightened, yeah.